to college with a love for literature, a fascination in medicine, and kind of an uncertainty about how to pursue both. So I was already interested in science and curious about what medicine entails, but I also had this love for reading and writing, and I wasn't really sure what to do with that and how I could kind of reconcile those two passions. And coming to the University of Michigan was perfect for me because it is such a large university and there are so many opportunities, and I was able to really get involved in both of those ways. And so throughout my undergraduate education, I was able to take science classes and English classes and basically follow the pre-medical track alongside as I was majoring in English. And for me, that was really important just because I was able to do two things that I really loved. But at the same time, I think that studying English was really important for my decision to pursue a career in medicine. As I studied English, I found that I was particularly drawn to this genre of illness narratives, which I've come to define as expressions about or around the experience of being ill. And so I found this genre that seemed like the perfect meld between two of the things that I was really fascinated in. And as I delved deeper into illness narratives, I also became pretty involved in the field of disability studies. I took a class about autism that was an English class, and it was interesting to approach this condition that people just think of as a disorder, and that's kind of it, and to study it from an English perspective and to learn about the autistic community and how much more there is behind a diagnosis of autism. And so I think that some of those experiences for me helped me to see medicine in a different light and to realize that medicine in reality it's both an art and a science, and being able to practice medicine takes more than just the scientific knowledge, but also an ability and an awareness to be able to work with people, I think is really important. And I think that for me, studying English was a way for me to kind of fine-tune my skills in that arena, to rethink some of the clinical interactions and to consider how important kind of the details of those clinical encounters can be when working with patients. As of right now, I'm hoping to become a pediatric oncologist one day. I know it's pretty far down the road, but that's kind of where I'm at right now. I started volunteering with pediatric oncology patients more than 5 years ago when I was just in high school. And it was a pretty jarring experience for me as someone who had never really encountered childhood cancer in my life before that time. But volunteering was a way for me to spend time with kids, which I loved, but also to get to know them on a personal level and to get to know their families and their siblings. And for me, I just found myself becoming more and more involved with these patients and their lives. And it was one of those things that once I had started to become aware and to realize the experiences of kids and their families with cancer, there was really no going back for me. And so over the years, I continued to grapple with their experiences. And as I was studying literature, I was often looking towards literature for answers. But what I found was that there were hardly any children with cancer who shared their stories. And I was looking towards literature, eager to understand how children at such young ages, how they cope with like the mysterious nature and the complexity of cancer and how they come to terms with such a diagnosis. But I realized that stories about childhood cancer are hardly ever told by children with cancer themselves. And so that was not okay to me. I realized that that says something about our society, that we really haven't given these children a chance to say something about these experiences. And so that was kind of the beginning of a project that was bigger than I ever anticipated. I started a research project with this as the foundation for my undergraduate thesis in English. And so my goal was to give children and adolescents at Mott Children's Hospital the opportunity to write, draw, and or speak about their experiences. And I basically had the chance to sit down with a number of patients and just have a conversation with them about cancer, but also about things that they enjoy doing in their free time and just their lives. And I got to know a number of these patients and give them a chance to fill a blank storybook however they'd like. And it was, for me, it was a really important experience just because I was already becoming interested in the field of pediatric oncology, and I know that getting to know these patients and as people is really important for being able to practice any kind of medicine, but especially if I'm interested in this field. One of the most powerful instances was I was speaking with one young teenager, and he was drawing a picture in this blank storybook as he was telling me about his experiences, and he was drawing this picture of a figure that was a half devil, half angel figure, and he said, he basically said, he said, cancer is half and half. It can be the devil or it can be an angel. It all depends on your attitude. And I thought that was particularly striking, and he kind of continued on as he was talking to me, and he talked, you know, about all the things about cancer that sucks, like, you know, the chemotherapy treatment, the four-hour drive just to get to the hospital every day for weeks, all the side effects of chemo. But then he also talked about the good that came out of his experiences with cancer. He talked about kind of the people that he had met at Mount Children's Hospital and the, you know, his chance to interact with professional athletes and go to these exciting sports games that he might not otherwise have had the opportunity to attend. And so it was interesting to see how optimistic his perspective was in the face of cancer, and how he was essentially claiming that it's up to other children and adolescents with cancer to define cancer as they see fit. So that was one particular example I thought was really interesting. Now, a year later, after my research has been done, after I've written 100 pages about this project, this summer I took the time to kind of gather all the narratives that I had collected and put it together as a book. And so this has been important to me from the get-go, just because I think it's important for these children to be able to share the stories. And I knew, and they were excited from the beginning about the opportunity to be published. And so just a couple weeks ago, I published the book. It's called Chronicling Childhood Cancer, A Collection of Personal Stories by Children and Teens with Cancer. And it includes the stories of 10 children and adolescents from Mott Children's Hospital who are all at various stages. So some are newly diagnosed, others are undergoing treatment, others have relapsed. They're at various stages, and they bring with them different perspective and insight into what it's like, into their experiences with cancer. And one of the most exciting things for me about this book publication is that all of the proceeds that we're receiving will be donated to back to Mott Children's Hospital. So 50% is going to the Block Out Cancer Campaign at Mott, which funds pediatric cancer research, and the other 50% is going to the Child and Family Life Department at Mott. And for me, that was a way to acknowledge the fact that the medical realm and kind of the search for a cure and treatment is not separate from the psychosocial aspects of cancer, of childhood cancer. And I think that for me, I really valued both of these causes, and I wanted this book, because this book has been kind of a collaboration between these worlds, I wanted this book to make a difference in both arenas with the publication. And so I'm excited that the book has been published in time for September, because this month is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and it's a really important time for people to kind of remember that childhood cancer exists and to remember, keep these individuals in mind. And this book is kind of a great way to support the cause.
Inside Stories is an oral narratives project that catalogs the stories of medical students during their journeys through medical school. The podcast is hosted on In Training, the online magazine for medical students. Visit us at in-training.org/inside-stories. Inside Stories is a founding member of Vocalis, the podcast network for medical students. Please listen to our partner podcasts at vocalisnetwork.wix.com/listen.